In a speech to students at George Mason University, DeVos claimed the sexual assault survivors and campus administrators have told her the current system does a disservice to everyone involved. She said the Obama administration weaponized the Office of Civil Rights to work against schools and against students with letters from unaccountable political appointees, and declared that the era of rule by letter is over. She says she wants campuses to have an effective and fair disciplinary system. USA Radio News.
Allergies. Pollen in the air. Dogs in the house. Mold in the basement. Whatever triggers your allergy symptoms, it can really hold you back. Break through with Allegra 5-in-1 Relief. Allegra works fast, won't make you drowsy, provides 24-hour multi-symptom relief, and it's effective every day. Break through allergies with Allegra. Starts working in 1 hour. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
A woman who filed a lawsuit claiming to be the long-lost daughter of Salvador Dali found out to be a fraud. Here's Mark Mayfield.
The Painters Foundation announced on Wednesday that tests prove that Maria Pilar Abel is not his daughter. Dali's body was exhumed for DNA samples after Abel filed a paternity suit claiming her mother and Dali had an affair in the painter's hometown of Figueres. Dali is recognized for surrealist paintings such as The Persistence of Memory, with images melting clocks.
Syrian State TV says they've been attacked by Israel. Here's correspondent Bill Zinfer.
Syria's state-run news agency says Israeli fighter jets struck a military facility in western Syria, causing 2 deaths and material damage on the ground. A statement from the Syrian army said the aggressive action could have dangerous repercussions for the security and stability of the region. Israeli officials have not commented on the report.
A major cybersecurity firm says hackers have been targeting the U.S. energy sector. Symantec says in a new report out this week, hackers codenamed Dragonfly have been able to infiltrate American utilities' computer networks using emails and Trojan software. The report says the hackers have ties to the Russian government and may have hacked over a dozen U.S. companies in recent months. Symantec is not publicly blaming Russia for the attacks. The Department of Homeland Security told CBS News they're looking into the matter. A department spokesman said Wednesday that at this time, there is no indication of a threat to public safety. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design. This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog of Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is The Watchdog Wall Street.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to the Watchdog on Wall Street show. All a skate hour of the program. And what that means is it's just a lot I've got to go through. And I got to play catch up and get through this stuff. Listen, I'm on 18 hours a week. It's a lot. of radio. But the weekend program is a big program. It's one that's been going on for 18 years. 18 years now on air, so I've got to get through a lot. And one of the topics that, another topic I get blowback from listeners out there. There's a lot of people that really, really enjoy. I mean, they love sticking their head in the sand. And I see nothing. I know nothing. I don't want to know. Tell me nothing. Everything is great. Please. Yeah, wishful thinking. And this is about pensions and what's going on with pensions. Today, we have probably about $750 billion in unfunded public pension debt. California is one of the worst pension situations in the country. Illinois, $250 billion in unfunded pension obligations. Connecticut, Pennsylvania, Jersey, other states. Total unfunded public pension liabilities in the United States have surpassed $5 trillion. Now, what are they going to do? Well, what do government officials always try to do? It's put it on the taxpayer. Put it on the taxpayer's bill. We were talking about the flood insurance, federal flood insurance program, and how far that thing is in the hole and who has to bear the price. Taxpayers do. I don't know if, once again, the taxpayer is going to step up and do this, nor should I. Nor should I. I mean, should the taxpayers step up and fund all of these pension funds out there that haven't been handled properly? And it's not that they've all haven't been handled properly. You got to also consider the fact that you've had ultra low interest rates for an extended period of time. The reality is that less than 4% of companies offer standard pensions anymore. And there's reasons behind that. The reasons are, hey, listen, people are living longer, healthier lives. Ultra low interest rates are another one. Might be a better alternative for people to have a 401k and we can match. And that works better. But anyway, government revenue doesn't come from the voluntary exchange of goods or services. What does it come from? Taxes. Yes. Taxes, which they extract from each and every one of us via coercion. What do politicians care about, unfortunately? It's too bad. It's too bad. You know, term limits might do away with this. Politicians care about the next election. They don't care about 10 years down the road. They don't care about 20 years down the road. And again, I wrote about this and describing what happened to Rome and how Rome went from a republic to an empire. And when Rome was originally founded, some of the ideals that they had taken into consideration the future, long-term thinking. Our politicians don't do that anymore. You just need to take a look at our entitlement programs. They need to take a look at our budget, and it's plain as day. What they do is they do what's best for them right now. Hey, you know what's work right now? You know what? Get us some votes. Let's promise extravagant pension benefits. Yay, we promise it now. We get ourselves reelected. Who gives a rat's buttocks about what's going to happen down the road? And that's what these politicians do. Now, one of the most important numbers for a pension plan is it's called the assumed rate of return. This is the rate the plan's investments are expected to make. Now, as in other areas of life, the government takes special privileges here. It uses accounting practices that the private sector cannot do. Can't do it legally by any stretch. Hey, you can do it illegally like Madoff did, but you can't do it. Essentially, the government pension plans choose whatever rate of return they'd like. This is from Zero Hedge. Lawrence McQuillan, senior fellow at the Independent Institute, says that government pension plans work on the assumption that they're going to generate returns 25% higher than Warren Buffett every single year into perpetuity. Obviously, that is completely disconnected from reality. So what happens? governments essentially are using Bernie Madoff math. It allows them to contribute less money than the pension fund actually needs to be solvent. So what is that? It frees up other money to bribe constituents for votes or to buy or to do whatever the hell else the politician wants. So that's the state of public pensions. Again, go ahead, bury your head in the sand. Because I'm telling you right now, I'm not paying. I don't want to pay for your pension. Sorry. We promised we were. Hey. Whoa. Well, you could have paid closer attention. And I'm explaining this here on the program. We're supposed to live in a free country, and being in a free country involves something called personal responsibility. And if you're all of a sudden just going to trust government, you're going to trust government. Let me tell you, didn't trust government? The founders of this country. This is the type of stuff that ticks me off about this place. It really does. And you'll hear me from time to time go off on country songs and all these proud to be an American. You don't know what it's about, anything about being an American. Our founders were afraid of government. They didn't want to rely upon government. You should be too. And you should pay closer attention. And anybody could have taken a look at these things and said, you know what? The math doesn't work. You know what the scariest thing in the entire world is to these big government leftists out there is math. They hate math. Math to them is racist, xenophobic, so you can call it every name in the entire world. Math is a Nazi because it doesn't go along with what they want. But math is truth. See how bad it is. Honestly, to go along with the pension story, there's a tiny, tiny little city in California. It's called Loyalton, Sierra County City, Loyalton. Population, 862 people. They could no longer afford the monthly payments to CalPERS, the California pension system. Couldn't afford it. They only have one employee and four retirees. They couldn't pay it anymore. So the city council voted to pull out of the pension fund. You know what CalPERS did? Slapped it with a $1.66 million termination fee, which is more than the entire city's annual budget. Anyway. Okay. Got to talk a little bit about, we got to get into this. I wrote a column about this. This is a bit of a learning experience story as well. Having to deal with money. This is another topic as well that people got pretty bent out of shape when I talked about it here on the program. And that topic is Puerto Rico and their bond debt. I know. There's a lot of listeners out there that bought the Puerto Rican bonds. Their idiot stockbroker or idiot financial advisor thought it was a great idea to put these AAA tax-free bonds into their clients' portfolios just because maybe their sales manager told them to do so, or because they were triple tax-free and there was a supposed guarantee. Again, let me tell you something about guarantees. One of the best explanations about guarantees, and we've played this clip on the program, it's from Tommy Boy, okay? Tommy Boy, comedic movie, Chris Farley in the film, and he's explaining to this guy he's trying to sell brake pads to. The guy with the brake pads said, well, your competitor puts a guarantee on the box, and the guarantee makes people feel good. And Chris Farley, Tommy Boy, he wins the sale by telling the guy that owns the auto parts place about the guarantee. And he says, very eloquent, that I could take a crap in a box and put a guarantee on it, but all you would get is a guaranteed box of crap. Well, you think it's any different in the world of investments? Now, there was a big rally took place in Puerto Rico this past week. They're very, very upset about some of the conditions that have been placed upon them and some of the austerity measures that have been put into place. And actually, the governor of Puerto Rico has refused to actually put some of those things into place. In essence, it is the exact same thing that they did in Greece. And this is the brain trust. The exact same thing that they did in Greece, they're now applying to Puerto Rico. Yet Puerto Rico is not Greece by any stretch. I mean, it's nice, but it's not Greece. And they think they're going to work their way out of this. Greece hasn't worked their way out of this. They're not even close. You know, this is what happens, people. The people of Puerto Rico are going to get bled to death. It's like a vampire squid sucking their blood as long as they possibly can. You know, there's something to be said for default. Default. You lent us the money. You know what? We can't pay it back. Sorry. It's what they should have done. Should have done, just like Greece should have defaulted on their debt too. Sorry, folks. Can't pay it. You know, if this happened more often, you know what? People would be a little bit smarter with investing and giving and lending money to various different governments. And maybe we wouldn't have such ridiculous profligate spending and so much waste out there. All I know, people that got the Puerto Rican bonds, you're going to get bent out of shape with me. But again, nothing is guaranteed. There is no such thing, as Tommy Boy said. WatchdogandWallStreet.com. WatchdogandWallStreet.com, our newsletter. Consultations with our certified financial planners. All sorts of great, great stuff available at the website. Our latest white paper out there as well on the retirement crisis. Everything free. WatchdogandWallStreet.com or give us a call. 800-471-5984.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle tax problems. An open phone line has been established by National Tax Relief. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone. But call 1-800-210-0311 today. That's 1-800-210-0311. When you call, you'll get information and see if you qualify. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, there's no need to fear anymore. You may qualify for a program that could settle your tax problems and save you money. For free information and to see if you qualify, call National Tax Relief today. At 1-800-210-0311. That's 1-800-210-0311. 1-800-210-0311.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Well, here we are again, and this is looking like a pretty lopsided matchup, Jim.
That's right, Ron. I mean, in one corner, we've got a 175-pound guy, and in the other, a 6,000-ton heavyweight train?
Jim, this guy has no idea what he's getting himself into.
Ron, the size difference alone is staggering.
Oh, unbelievable, Jim. And this guy is acting like he doesn't have a care in the world.
What is this guy thinking, Ron?
Well, this is one of those rare moments where I actually find myself at a loss for words.
I can hardly bear to watch.
It's no contest. Every day, people tempt fate and die trespassing on railroad tracks. Railroad tracks are more dangerous than you think. See tracks, think train. For more safety tips and information, visit seatracksthinktrain.org.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. That's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Ah, yeah. Cool in the Gang. I saw them in concert. Now I'm playing Guess the Year. It had to be 1985, maybe 1986, at the Colony Coliseum. What if that's even still there? What if Colony Coliseum is even still there in upstate New York? Anyway, welcome back to the Watchdog on Wall Street. It's always an honor to have you tuned into the program. This is good. Again, I give credit. We're equal opportunity bashers here on the program. We will... We'll give the good. We'll give the bad. We do not buy into this ridiculous cult of politicians where people bow down to them and worship these people. I don't get that. I will be critical of Donald Trump and I will praise Donald Trump. And that's what we're about here on the program. That's what everybody should be. It's not about jumping on board teams. It's not Yankees, Red Sox. Anyway, this is great news. Longtime progressive goals from the Wall Street Journal. Longtime progressive goal has been to use charges of a gender pay gap to begin dictating salaries in the private economy. This past week, Donald Trump halted an Obama administration step toward that end. The Office of Management and Budget stayed an Equal Employment Opportunity Commission rule, basically dealing with a bureaucratic form known as the EEO-1. The old EEO-1 required federal contractors and any company with more than 100 employees to submit data about their workforces. It's including breakdowns by race, ethnicity, gender, and job category. In 2016, the Bamster, Barack, added demand for data on pay. Really? Now, again, Obama did this, in my opinion, in unconstitutional fashion. This a lot of what Barack Obama did. He couldn't get any of this stuff through Congress, so he just did it by fiat through these various different agencies through the executive branch of government. Congress refused to enact his Paycheck Fairness Act. Are you kidding me? The Paycheck Fairness Act? That would have established another big government bureaucracy where they were had to collect all this wage data nonsense. He also tried to coerce this data through the Office of Federal Contract Compliance Programs. But anyway, the Trump administration cited the cost and hassle of compliance for staying the rule. And that's reason enough. Again, this is a guy, this is Barack Obama, who obviously has never worked in the real world, never owned a business. Fails to understand that business owners want to, for the most part, I'm not saying all, but I'm saying 99.999% of business owners care about their bottom line and want to hire good workers and could give a darn about what color you are, who you like to sleep with, anything. Can you get the job done? That's it. I got a phone call. I mentioned this story here on the program. This is... had to be 2009, I think. 2009, 2010. I get a call from the Labor Department asking me. This might have had something to do with the Dodd-Frank rules or something like that that's buried in there. Asking me how many minorities I had employed at Markowski Investments. And I was irate. Who the hell does the government dare call me up, ask me how many minorities I have? What business is it of theirs? It's of no business of theirs. And I went off. And I said, hey, listen, I'm blacker than Obama in the summertime. Does that count? Click. Again, I have my Sonny Corleone moments. here. I do, especially when it comes to government and bureaucrats. Remember in Godfather 1 at the wedding, the sister's wedding, and the FBI shows up, and Sonny goes out and sees the FBI guy. The FBI guy shows him sitting in a car, shows him his ID and badge, and he spits on it. Love that scene. Anyway, yeah, I have those moments often as well when it comes to government bureaucrats. Anyway, minimum wage story here. This is fascinating. And again, this is math. This is math. And math is not fair. It's xenophobic. Math hates poor people, I guess. Math is terrible. And again, that would be, something that you leftists should get on board with. You should get on board with just eliminating math class altogether in schools. We can replace math class with diversity classes and talk about our feelings because you hate it. Never was there another great example of this. Minimum wage. Great piece. Former president of McDonald's USA. Former president of McDonald's USA basically lays it on the line, talks about how all of these companies nowadays are going to automate their business. Carl's Jr.'s automating restaurants and replacing workers with machines. Seattle's lost a ton of jobs because of the $15 an hour minimum wage that they're pushing through. Again, it's math. It's math. And this was in Forbes magazine. Forbes magazine. And you know what? I'm gonna run out of time in this segment. We're going to talk about it next one. I'll start with it. It said, I worked for the company for 3 decades and served as its USA president for 13 years. I can assure you that a $15 minimum wage won't spell the end of the brand. However, it will. It will mean wiping out thousands of entry-level opportunities for people without many other options. Now, we're going to get into the math. We're going to get into the numbers behind this. The reality is 50.